Let's take just a second to tell you who these fine-looking fellas are. We got on the bass, he's already been playing the upright bass. He can play them with electric, with frets, without frets. Sings harmony like a bird. Other than that, he's got nothing going for himself. But we are from the same hometown, which is Bowling Green, Kentucky. Been my good fortune. We've been playing together a very long time. Give it up for Mr. Byron House. I know, sorry, Byron, I wish we had time for all of that one, too. On the drums, originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico, spent 14 years with Cirque du Soleil in Las Vegas, Nevada. Could have happened. As you may have already noticed, he can play any kind of music, and we're real happy to be playing with him. From Albuquerque, it's Mr. Chris Brown. Spank you. I know. Yes, this boy on the guitar, he knows all the theme songs, all the intros, all the kickoffs. Doesn't know many complete songs, but he knows all the kickoffs to everything ever written on guitar. Originally from the state of Texas. Hold your applause, please, for Texas. We've got to go on with the show. Can't just be stopping. From Duncanville, Texas. I suppose you know where that is. Yeah. Don't try to be nice now. His feelings are already hurt. Now, we started playing together with Miss Amy Lou Harris back in 1990 in her band called the Nash Ramblers. And we've been lucky to keep that musical association going all these years. And it's not just music. Oh, no. It's not just the fact that he's a great singer and we're going to do one of his songs next for you. No. It's the fact that, well, he does the best Ross Perot imitation we've heard in a very long time. Grisman thinks he's better, but he's not. So if you wouldn't mind, maybe it's the Texas connection. Ross, what do you think about the current state of affairs as it relates to, well, nothing?
Can we talk? This is just sad. Now, I don't know about you people. But my taxes are higher than George Jones' bar tab. You know what I'm saying? Higher than Sam Bush in the 70s. That's high. That's really high. I mean, it's just sad. It's like saying remember the Alamo to a Texan with Alzheimer's. It's ridiculous. Tore up like an old love letter. You know what I'm saying? Now, I tried to address Congress about Enron years ago. They look like a bunch of dogs staring at a ceiling fan, but I tried. I tried to tell them that Enron Hubbard and all that Scientology stuff was going to totally corrupt America. No one listened to old Ross, so just remember next time, Ross for boss. Thank you.
Thank you, Ross. But, well, his real name, Duncanville, which is outside of Dallas, Texas, Mr. John Randall Stewart.